The price of a barrel of light sweet crude oil rose briefly above $41.50 on the New York market today. It closed a few pennies lower. Oil prices have been on a tear recently as suppliers struggle to keep up with growing demand and traders worry about news reports from the Persian Gulf. A little over a year ago, NPR's Jim Zaroli spent the day with oil traders at a Manhattan commodities firm. Today he returned to talk to them about how much the oil market has changed since then.
In the days before the Iraq War, there was a burst of optimism in the oil markets. A lot of traders were beginning to believe the war would go better than expected, and so prices, which had been climbing for months, started falling. At the commodities firm Themat USA in Manhattan's Rockefeller Center, Senior Vice President John Kilduff said he shared the optimism, but he couldn't suppress a worry.
It's just hard to believe that it's going to go that quick and easy. There's a lot of room, and it seems to be a lot of things that could happen. And for somebody that's observed Saddam Hussein for as many years now as I have, it's hard to believe that we've heard the last from him, one way or another.
Today, Saddam Hussein is in U.S. captivity, and Iraq's oil fields are coming back online. But prices are higher than they were 14 months ago. At his desk on the Themat trading floor today, Kilduff is trying to make sense of what's happened.
You know, it's really been a remarkable set of events, and I think the crude oil market has really been a barometer for so many things, much more than it has in the past.
Kilduff sits in a long row of desks with the other traders. They spend the day watching their computer screens and exchanging instant messages with coworkers and clients.
Trading. Yeah, Watanabe, how are you?
Today, Vice President of Energy Risk Management Mike Fitzpatrick is on the phone taking an order from a Japanese money manager who's betting that prices will come down a bit. Fitzpatrick's computer screen tells him oil is now selling for $41.14 a barrel on the New York market. Earlier in the day, it hit $41.50 on news of a refinery breakdown in Minnesota.
There's only 40,000 barrels a day, but as you can see, that's how precariously balanced the market is right now, especially in gasoline. You know, any loss of production, however small, however short a period of time, has that much of an effect right now.
Fitzpatrick believes that what's driven up oil prices in the past year is a simple supply problem. He says a lot of people in the oil industry never anticipated how fast the economy would grow, especially in China.
You have this traditional analytical framework that people are looking at, and they say, okay, this is happening, and we can pretty much assign value to it because of what happened in the past, and we see the economy improving on month-to-month economic numbers. And then what happened was, you know, about 6-8 months ago, we said, oh my, look at China.
As Fitzpatrick works, the price of oil on his screen reaches $41.56 a barrel. Fitzpatrick says prices sometimes come down on Fridays because speculators tend to cash out their positions before the weekend begins, but not today. John Kilduff believes the market these days is being spooked by the bad news from the Middle East. He cites the attacks on foreign workers at a Saudi oil facility 2 weeks ago.
It's almost as if higher gasoline and higher heating oil prices for consumers are a reflection of how well or poorly things are going in Iraq at the time, the whole fight against terrorism, and really the insecurity that seems to have come over Saudi Arabia.
Kilduff believes that the uncertainty abroad has added about $5 to the price of a barrel of oil. Some analysts think it's even more. Kilduff says the current price spike is unusual because it's open-ended. Traders expected the Iraq War would end quickly and prices would fall. But as the current instability in Iraq drags on, no one can really say when prices will come down. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.